My name is Olivia White. I'm a singer-songwriter from around the Guildford area. I'm mainly doing kind of modern day pop music, big influences like Taylor Swift, Mae Muller, that sort of stuff.
Nice. And how did you get into music in the first place?
I've always been really into music. My mum tells me when I was a baby, I used to like sing myself to sleep. She'd just hear it from up the stairs. So I've always been massively into it. I did Stagecoach. I don't know if you've heard of it.
No, I don't think so.
It's kind of like a performing arts thing. So I did that when I was at school and everyone used to kind of take the mick out of me because I'd be the kid at the weekend that was just at Stagecoach. We did Wicked and I was Elphaba once. So I had like the full green
all
face
green
paint
stuff
on. Yeah, it was a lot. But yeah, I did that until I was 16. So that was all very much musical theatre. Didn't really play any instruments or anything like that. And then I went to the Academy of Contemporary Music in Guildford when I was 16 and started kind of learning to play piano. I've tried and tried with guitar, but I can't get it. It's not me.
It's tricky.
There's too much going on there. So yeah, and that's when I kind of really discovered singing, which I now maybe even prefer to the actual singing. Whereas when I was younger, I never really did the songwriting bit. But yeah, it's been a long time now.
And what's the process of writing music for you?
I find that I don't really have a process. I find that I will often kind of just, if I feel a certain way about things, I find that it really helps me. Like I sometimes sit there and I feel really bad for people that don't songwrite because I'm like, how do you ever process anything? I feel like that's how I get it. But it's always at my piano. I will always just kind of sit there. I find a lot on like TikTok. Like if something comes up on TikTok, like a quote or something, I'll just jump up and be like, oh, that's what I need to write about. So it is quite organic. But yeah, it can be difficult sometimes because it is organic. There's not necessarily like a process that I follow.
And is it more happy music, sad music? What type would you say do you mainly write?
Sad, definitely. I try and do happy music, but then I'll find that I will kind of do like a happy song for a bit and then I'm like, I'm just gonna write for 10 minutes about this really sad thing, and then I spend the whole evening just writing about sad things. I think I would love to do more happy music, and it's definitely something I'm trying to work towards, but it is more sad at the moment.
Oh, okay. Yeah, hopefully in the future some happy tunes there.
Hopefully, yeah. We need to just get life a bit happier and then we'll start on the happy songs. Yeah.
And in terms of the style of your music, what would you say it is?
I think it's really changing quite rapidly. I think when I first started releasing music, it was just very pop, very just run-of-the-mill regular pop. I think then with people like Olivia Rodrigo and Good For You, and there was that more kind of punk element. I mean, it's still very, very much pop, but you just kind of saw that edgier vibe coming out, which I loved, and I love kind of incorporating some of that in. But I think even since then, it's evolved and maybe become a bit more kind of band-led, which I love. I have a guitarist and a drummer who I love a lot. And when I first started releasing music, which was only about 2 years ago, it was very production heavy, I found. And I really wanted it to have that production vibe and sound like that. Whereas now I very much want it to be, you know, band led and feel very live. So it's just constantly changing and adapting, which I love. I think that's what music is great about music, is that it is constantly adapting and you are always releasing new music that has a different sound to it.
Mm-hmm. And where is your favourite place to perform?
Oh, that's such a hard one. I mean, I love the Boiler Room. I genuinely really love it. I think everyone that performs there is always like, I just love it here. It's so nice. Just the staff is so good. It's so nice to have space upstairs to kind of just go and chill out. Mm-hmm. And it's just always a really nice environment. It's always really friendly. And the audience is just always really lovely. I've never had a bad experience there. I'm trying to think where else I performed that I've really enjoyed. We did my first ever gig was up in Birmingham, and I loved that because it was just so different. So yeah, but probably the Boiler Room would have to be my favourite.
How did you get a gig in Birmingham if you're from here, like your first one as well?
It was a bit random. I think because I do everything myself, so it's all like me. And I sometimes just get these ideas and I'm like, that's what I'm going to go do. And I got into this headspace that I wanted to gig. I hadn't done loads of gigging. I'd just done kind of bits and pieces before COVID. And then when we came out of COVID, I was like, I want to gig. I just want to do it. I want to go and do it all. And my guitarist is actually from Birmingham. So I thought, let's go to Birmingham. And I must have emailed about 100 different venues. It was like Birmingham, I think it was Bristol, Guildford. Like there were just all these places that I was like, I'm just going to gig. And then someone in Birmingham was like, brilliant, come down. We'll put on a night for you. And it was really good fun, actually.
That's really good. That sounds like a lot of fun, actually, going up to somewhere different just to perform and see like loads of people there. Do you have any fans? I always wonder, like, do you have people that like follow you around, like to different places?
Not as such. I mean, I hate the word like fans. Like, I don't know. It feels so like silly, doesn't it, sometimes? But not necessarily. I mean, kind of. I think I have lots of people on like social media that are like really supportive, and you know, whenever I post, they're always really excited and they're always wanting to know about like new music and that sort of thing. There are these two girls that have been like just so supportive since like the very beginning. Mm-hmm. And I recently had a gig in London and they actually came, which was lovely. So I've known them for like 2 years and we've been chatting about music on social media. And they came down, but unfortunately they weren't 18, so they couldn't come in. Bless them. But I went outside and we had a really nice chat. One of them's turning 18 in August, so hopefully she'll be able to actually come to a gig soon.
That's good. And what's your favourite performance that you've ever seen from an artist?
That's such a hard question. Me and most of my friends are musicians, and I feel like we sit and talk about this all the time. I saw Muse at Reading Festival. It would have been like 2017.
Oh, okay.
And I'd never really listened to Muse before, but I was blown away. And to this day, I'm still like, wow. Like it was just so good. And I wasn't even a fan of them, but I loved it. I'm a massive Taylor Swift fan, so I've seen her live a few times and she's always great. Mm-hmm. And I saw the 1975 in January. They were brilliant.
Nice.
Muse was probably my favourite that I've seen, but I've seen some really great ones.
I did try and get tickets to the 1975 and I couldn't do it. I was like, no.
But... I got eight.
Eight?
I got
oh my
eight.
God.
Me and all my friends wanted to go and I knew it was going to be really hard because obviously it's Ticketmaster. So I got me and my mum and we sat in the lounge of my house and we had like five different accounts up, different computers. I had like post-it notes all around and we got eight, and I've never been prouder, to be honest.
You've done well with that. That is actually pretty decent. And have you got any gigs coming up, anything like that, any sort of social media you want to say about? Just go for it.
Absolutely. So I'm performing at Notting Hill Arts Club on the 21st of February. I think it might be the gig that I've been like the most excited for. I'm opening for somebody called Fia Hamilton, who was actually on Little Mix The Search. I don't know if you saw that at all, but it was kind of like a X Factor style thing, but Little Mix did their own. Mm-hmm. I don't know when that happened. I think maybe like 2019, maybe 2020. But she was on that. And I actually went to uni with her, so I'm opening for her, which I'm really excited about that one. That's kind of the only gig that we have at the moment. I'm wanting to do these first few gigs at the beginning of the year and then step back. I'm going to be releasing some new music soon, which is very exciting, and that's kind of the focus for the time being.
And do you want to plug any social media, anything like that on here as well?
Absolutely. I mean, my Instagram, always plugging the Instagram. It's just Olivia White Music, nice and straightforward. But that is kind of the hub of everything that I do. It's all on there, like gigs, music, everything is on there.
Thanks for coming in. It's great having you here.
Amazing. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.